Hi, Menno Nerds. In the Christian calendar, we are now into the new year, starting with Advent. Or in more common secular language, the holiday season has begun. That means lots of seasonal traditions are upon us, from setting up Christmas trees and other decorations, to singing carols, to eating a lot more baked goods than are healthy for us, and so much more. Along with these traditions are lots of good Christmas stories, which is what I want to hear from you in these next couple weeks. These could be children's books, adults' books, TV specials, movies, poems, songs, whatever format, doesn't matter. The caveat for this one, you can't use the Bible. I know you all love the Bible. You can talk about the Bible's Christmas story in the next topic. But right now, I'd like to hear what other stories connect with you this time of year. What's mine? Well, some people have accused me of being a Grinch around this season. I don't completely blame them. I often seem grumpy, as a narcoleptic introvert trying to keep up with the very hectic way that our society often approaches this time of year. But aside from that, I do go back to The Grinch Who Stole Christmas as a fascinating story. For one reason, it's a lot of fun. For another, I do appreciate the message behind it of the holiday being about something more than the consumerism which tends to dominate. Even without any explicitly Christian messaging, the Whos in Whoville show that they value other things, like time with family, more than just owning new stuff. So, how about you, Menno Nerds vloggers? What stories stand out to you this time of year?
Hello, Menno Nerds, it's Michael, and I want to share with you The Christmas of Carl Bertil Jonsson. So, The Christmas of Carl Bertil Jonsson is a short animated movie that's being on display on the main Swedish television channel every Christmas. And there are people that have watched it far more than me and that can quote it more easily and summarize it more easily, but I will try to briefly summarize what the story is about. Carl Bertil Jonsson is a boy who works at the post office. And he is inspired by Robin Hood. He's inspired by the message of taking from the rich and giving to the poor. And he realizes that this is the moral thing to do. So, at the post office, he takes all the packages that are meant to go to rich people, CEOs, wealthy, influential politicians, policemen, and so on. And he takes them in his own little bag. And then on Christmas Eve, he brings his bag out and hands out these presents to the poor of the town where he lives. Now, when he comes back to his parents, he actually confesses what he has done. And his father, who is a wealthy, influential individual, is very upset that he has been raising this communist in his own family. And he demands that Carl Bertil will go with him around to the people that he has stolen from and confess his sin. And so they do. And I think the first person they go to is the mayor or something like that. And when Carl Bertil says that he has taking their present and giving it to some poor individual instead, the mayor is very happy. And the same is true for the next rich individual they go to and the next, because they don't need these presents. They don't really care about the presents that they get from distant relatives. And, you know, one of them said that this was the most beautiful thing I've heard since I was confirmed in church. And it's a very funny story and quite ironic. It ends with saying that when Carl Bertil is reunited with his mother as well, and they all thank him for his good deed, the mother gets something religious in his eyes, because the narrator says this was at a time when Christmas was actually celebrated because of the birth of Jesus Christ. And obviously, it is a show or a little film that has started some controversy. Because it deals with stealing, it basically puts two ethical things against each other. We should not steal, but at the same time, we should not, you know, ignore the needs of the poor. And as Colin Bechdel takes the Robin Hood stance, he's obviously not really biblically obedient. On the other hand, the message is that, you know, these rich people didn't need that anyway, and they were actually thankful, so he's sort of redeemed in the end, even though, because of his stealing. And it's a similar story as the old Robin Hood tale in general, but in an updated version. And several people have said that I am like Colin Bechdel, because I'm very critical to wealth, and you know, emphasize that as Christians we should give as much as we can to the poor. I'm obviously not pro-stealing, but I definitely think that we have a strong moral duty to give to the poor where we have affluent resources. So that's my Christmas story. Thank you for watching, and God bless you.
Hey, Men and Nerds, this is Deborah, and the Christmas story I want to share with you today is called Good King Wenceslas. And maybe you all know that song, and I'm not going to sing it because I'm not a good singer. But basically it says, Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel, when a poor man came in sight, gathering into fuel. And it goes on to say that this king, Wenceslas, asked his page, who was walking with him, to bring him bread and bring him wine and bring him pine logs so that he could help this peasant to have an enjoyable Christmas. And the very end of the song says, Therefore all you men be sure, wealth or rank possessing, ye who now will bless the poor shall yourselves find blessing. So I really would encourage you, just YouTube that, just get a feel for the song. But what I want to share is about Wenceslas's character. Wenceslas was a prince who was born in the late 900s AD, so the 10th century. And he is revered as a martyr, and he is the patron saint of, I believe, Czechoslovakia, or one of those countries. And Wenceslas grew up with a mother who was a pagan and a father who was a Christian, but he himself was a devout Christian. And he did a lot during his life to help support really a lot of worthy causes. So, for example, he helped to support literary education and schooling, especially in a time period when even nobility really didn't read or write much. And if you Google his name, you can see pages and pages of all of the really amazing things that he did to make a difference in his community. But what we can get from Wenceslas is just the sense of helping out. And it's interesting because the Feast of Stephen is actually on Boxing Day. Not everyone knows what Boxing Day is, it depends on the country, but in Canada, Boxing Day is the day after Christmas, so it's December 26th. And typically, as of right now, it's the day when people go crazy and you go to the mall and there's tons of mobs. People are really enjoying sales because every company, every store has sales going on that day. And it's really easy for us to become really preoccupied about things like materialism and things like how we can get the most amount of money or the biggest gifts. And Christmas has become so commercialized, and we hear that all the time. We hear complaints all the time about forgetting the real reason for the season, which is obviously Jesus Christ. But what I love about Wenceslas's character is that even though he was a rich man himself, he was finding those needs and he was filling them. And I think that's what I would really encourage you to do this Christmas, because there's so many needs out there. And yes, it's fine and great to give cans to a can drive, and I really want to encourage you. That's one very practical, simple way to give, is to donate to a downtown mission or to donate to some inner city cause. But there's also many other ways that we don't think about. For example, there's lots of people who are going through a very difficult time because this might be their first Christmas without a loved one, especially people who are divorced or widowed recently. Young children who don't have a mom or a dad in the picture, people who are rough sleepers on the streets who are not going to have anyone give them that personal touch this Christmas. And it all goes back to the book of James. It says, "Pure and undefiled religion in the sight of God our Father is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep ourselves unstained from the love of money." So this Christmas, I just really encourage you, who are those people that you can reach out and touch? How can you be a good King Wenceslas to that page who is living by the forest, but still needs someone to bring him pine logs? Thanks for your time. God bless.